Hi, I'm Brett Wright, your narrator for Derailed. Thank you for tuning in to this much-awaited premiere episode. I have a few important notes before we begin our story. Derailed is a fictional mystery series which will run for a limited number of episodes, with a new episode releasing every week. Some episodes are slightly longer than others, but you'll find that none of them will exceed the 25 to 30 minute range. Content warnings for all the episodes will be included at the bottom of the show notes. These may contain spoilers. However, as our story contains some dark themes, I recommend checking them out beforehand. Please note, Derailed is a work of fiction. Names, characters, and events are the result of the writer's imagination. Any resemblance to actual persons, living or dead, is purely coincidental. And don't worry, I'll be here to guide you through every naughty episode over the next few weeks because, well, you're in for one heck of a bumpy ride. So, without further ado, please sit back, relax, and enjoy the first episode of Derailed. The founders of the show, Mateo Bradford Vasquez, John Stokinger, and Bailey Khan, would like to thank you once again and wish you an epic listening experience.
Derailed, a fictional mystery, a no BS production.
Listen to me. I figured it all out. It's Lena. Lena and...
Jace, no. You need to let this go.
We don't understand.
Know who you are anymore. You're scaring me now. Just tell me where you are. I've got the fucking cops asking about you. I can't. Please just tell me where you are. Didn't you hear me? The cops are looking for you.
Sophie, it's Lena.
Jace... What have you done?
July 2023, Star River, a small town in central Oregon.
Would you look at that? Fresh meat. Oh, you look as pale as a ghost. Don't worry, handsome. That tiny booty wouldn't even last me till lunch. Just, I haven't seen you around here before. So what's your story?
Wouldn't I like to know? Can I get an Americano, please?
Oh, we only do regular coffee here. So do you want black or white?
All right. Black, please.
Okay, so that's $3. So you're definitely from the city. I've been a Star River girl most of my life. Ask me anything there is to know about the place. I'm the head of a local neighborhood watch, the book club, the dog walkers group, and soon to be in charge of the annual cake bake competition. Well, as soon as that Tracy admits that her so-called homemade mud pies of 2020 were as artificial as these boobs, that's why they call me Juicy Lucy, you know. Or, not because of the boobs, but because I have all the juice. On people, I mean.
Okay.
Well, here's your coffee. I suppose you'll want organic cane sugar with that. I keep the good stuff at the back. Hey, handsome, you really ought to try my donuts. They're the best in... Wait a minute. Hold up. So that's where I've seen you before. Your photo's on the back cover of our book club's current read, for the love of time. You're James Nolan, aren't you?
Yeah, that's me.
Oh my, a celebrity at Juicy Lucy's Donuts. I am a big fan, Mr. Nolan, and I just breezed through the first two books of this series. I just love the way Aiden declares his love for Arabella. And Arabella, how do you think of such unique names? But tell me, because I'm just dying to know, when I get to the end of this novel, will Arabella finally reunite with her first love, Sebastian? Wait. I read in the book club's newsletter last week that you're halfway through the second series. Is that true? Oh, sweet Jesus. Is that why you're here? Are you in Star River for inspiration? Wait till I tell the girls.
Yes, inspiration, something like that. Thank you for the kind words and the coffee. I was actually wondering if you could help me, Juicy.
Lucy. Lucy's fine. Well, unless you prefer Juicy. But how may I assist, Mr. Nolan, honey? Do you need recommendations for dinner? Of course, I don't like to be the judgmental sort, but I've reviewed all 13 restaurants in this town and all the cafes, but none of them compare to Juicy Lucy's, of course.
I was actually hoping you could help me find this place, and just Jace is fine. Mazarar Cabin Rentals. Apparently, it's a 10-minute walk from here.
Mazari? Really? Well, nothing ever happens there. Oh, well, you romantic writer types know best, I suppose. Sure, across the pavement as you leave this place, you can cut through the woodland area, and it's just down that narrow path right ahead of you. Can't miss it. There's a giant tree right outside it. I've never stayed there myself. Nice views, I hear. Very peaceful.
Peace, yeah. That would be nice.
You don't talk much, do you, honey? Is that because writers don't talk? Because every time they want to talk, they just write instead? Is it true you get your best ideas in your dreams? But hey, look who I'm talking to, best-selling novelist and international celebrity. You must be full of ideas. Oh, heavens handsome, I can't wait to read your next big hit.
Just Jace is fine. Thank you for your help, Lucy. I'm in town for the next few days writing. I'll come back to your donuts?
They'll be waiting for you, Jace. Welcome to Star River.
Yes, 9.
My dude, it's Nanine.
Yep, that's your name. Nanine.
Nah, fam, it's my identity. I swear it's like my Gucci, my Prada. That's all I said to my dad like 3 years ago when I changed it. I said, Dad, look, I wear my name. You gotta let me own that shit. You know what I mean?
Yes, Nanine. Name. Identity. Totally.
Hey, have you thought about using more current names in your novels? I mean, like, Arabella? Isn't that like some Shakespeare story? You know, the one with the famous quote and some shit?
No, that's Ophelia. And the name of that play is Hamlet.
Yeah, sure. I burned through so many reads in my pad, I just kind of get a mix up, you know, it's a major brain fog over here, but whatever.
Sure. Listen, I'm kind of on my way.
Yeah, your writer's retreat. I get it. Look, fam, don't worry. I've told my dad that you're not a total sap like he keeps saying you are, even though you act like one, and we're going to get this writer's funk out of the way, and you're going to get those pages to me, right?
Yeah.
Look, you just go check in your Vibe retreat and let me know if you need any inspo, okay? I mean, I know what you're going through, fam. I went through the same shit when I was on my little writer's kick 2 months ago. Back when I was working on that independent movie that Dad funded. You know, the one about the shaman and this parrot and this big breakthrough.
How can I forget?
I had to really search deep within myself to find that story. You want my advice? You just gotta let go of those inhibitions and be free. I know my dad ripped you a new one, like, last week. But me and him, we're just trying to push you to be your best version of yourself, okay? And that's my job as a publishing company owner's only child to keep you in line, right?
I appreciate that. I'll send you those pages tomorrow.
All right, but you know you said that last week and the week before that too, so...
I'll send them, man.
Okay, but I have to ask you, please don't call me man. You know how I feel about the word man. Watch my TikTok, right?
Yeah, of course. I'm sorry, Nanine. I forgot.
Nah, it's cool. Anyways, I'm not gonna hold it against you today. I know you don't have your shit together right now, so just send me those pages ASAP, alright? Dad and I can't go another 6 months without any words from you.
Neither can I.
And DM me if you can't get through my phone tomorrow. I'm streaming a live cover reveal of one of our other author's books. He banged that bad boy out in like 2 months. Hey, I'll ask him if he can send you some tips, okay? Later, Jace.
A few minutes later, Jace arrives at Mazari Cabin Rentals.
Good afternoon. Are you checking in?
Yes, please. It's Nolan, Jace Nolan. Here's my confirmation email.
No need, Mr. Nolan. I recognized you when you walked in. Are you planning to write your next masterpiece here from Mazari?
This is my first time in Star River. It's beautiful. I love the lush greenery and peacefulness.
It's a lovely little town. It's really friendly and safe. It's a shame we don't attract more tourists. Perhaps you're setting a new trend, Mr. Nolan. You'll be staying in Lodge number 24. The Wi-Fi code is on the first page of the welcome packet, and that's on the coffee table. There's other information in there that you might need. There's plenty of spare towels, sheets, and toiletries in your lodge if you need them. Oh, and we do serve a light continental breakfast in the outdoor coffee area if you'd prefer some company in the morning. You might have spotted that on your way in.
Yes, I think I did, thank you. I'm not much of a heavy breakfast person. The main woodland area, just outside the entrance, is that open all the time? To everyone?
It is indeed.
Seems like a beautiful place to think.
We have plenty of undisturbed greenery here. You're certain to find your story.
Not now, Sophie. Right. Where's that Wi-Fi code? Okay, here we are, and I need a socket. Right here. Come on, Jace. You got this, man. Love. What is love? Who defines love? Love. Love. If love is bigger than fear, then why did I chuck up this morning on the train? Does love make up for empathetic? Nanine certainly doesn't have any love in their life then. Bastard. Story of two. Yes? Yes, Sophie?
Why have you been ignoring my calls?
I've been traveling. I've literally just checked in.
I meant what I said last night. We're through. You're never around. You're emotionally unavailable, and you never have time for me.
I got the train up here. That's how badly I want to write.
And how was it?
Like a train was running across my fucking chest.
You need help, Jace. Just put your machismo aside. Not all men have to be strong.
Right. Thanks for that, Soph.
Why don't I come and meet you? It's beautiful where you are right now. We'll take long walks, have picnics. It'll be just like the old days. Before you...
No, I didn't come here on a train to have picnics. I came here to write. I need to write. Why don't you let me write?
I'm only...
Look, you've made it perfectly clear that you're not interested in being with a guy who can't keep his shit together. So, just give me some space, okay? I need space to write, to breathe, for fuck's sake. I'll speak to you later. Story of two, of two, of two.
The next morning.
Is that time? Man, I must have slept in.
Housekeeping. Warming. I brought you fresh towels.
Thank you. I don't remember asking for any, but thanks.
Shoot, sorry. I didn't mean to wake you, Mr. Nolan.
No, it's fine. Fresh towels are good. I should thank you, actually. I needed a wake-up call. Need to get on with my day.
Right, for your book. I actually have my copy of For the Love of Time right here. I was hoping that you could sign it for me. I know, it's totally lame. Sorry. I just thought if I brought you towels, then...
That's okay. Come on in. It's a bit dark. I haven't even opened up the curtains yet. God, I didn't even remember knocking out last night. Who am I signing this for?
Oh, right. It's Beatrix, please.
Sorry. Beatrix?
Yeah, sorry. It's hard to understand me sometimes when I have this face mask on. It's Beatrix. I know wearing this mask makes communication pretty tricky, but I'm a stickler for staying safe. Face masks, sanitizer, gloves.
Hey, I'm exactly the same. You should have seen me during the lockdown. I could have built a fort out of all the sanitizer bottles I had stocked in my apartment back in Seattle. Anyways, I was asking because Beatrix, that's a beautiful name. I love interesting names. They somehow have a story all of their own, don't they?
Yeah, and I know you love them. So what are you up to today?
Oh, I've come here to write, so I should do that. Maybe I'll take a run before breakfast at that outdoor area, that coffee area. Take in some of the views. Is there anything that you'd actually recommend?
A run sounds super perfect. The best woodland area actually expands a lot further out into this town. Lots of people miss out on it by staying put here, actually. If you are looking for some real inspiration, might I recommend a run much further afield, followed by an Americano at the Sleeping Birds Bakery. It's so cute. Oh, the fresh air will be so good for you. Sorry, you probably weren't expecting me to plan your entire morning.
No, it actually sounds perfect. I love long runs, fresh air. I drink Americanos. They're actually my go-to. It's like you know me.
I do know you, Mr. Nolan. Free riding, of course.
You know, making decisions has been hard for me lately. So thank you. Thank you for this. And here's your book. It's been a pleasure. I didn't realize a place like this would have such attentive housekeeping. It's rare to find these days. I will have to mention you especially in my review.
That's super kind, thanks. But please, don't go to any trouble. The entire team knows what a big fan I am of your romance novels. And trust me, they'll see right through my master plan with the towels.
All right, no worries. Well, your secret is safe with me. That's sort of then. I'll be out soaking up the beautiful weather all morning. It'll be nice to do something for myself for a change.
Back at Mazari Cabin Rentals. Fire, furor, chaos. Jace has returned from his run.
What the? Hey, officer, what's going on? Oh, fuck. Has there been a fire?
I'm Detective Johnson, sir. I'm gonna have to ask you to stand back for the interest of your safety.
What? I'm staying at this place. I need my left. Holy shit. Look at all that smoke.
Not to worry. We're arranging a safer alternative for you and Ben. If you speak to my team on that side, they'll help you sort out with a vacation rental.
Ben? Rental? What rental?
Yes, with Arrive Vacation Rentals. You'll be safe and well there.
Safe for what? Oh shit. Has this been like a wildfire? Fuck. Is anybody hurt? How did this happen?
I'm afraid I can't disclose any other information yet, but please be assured we're doing our level best to keep everybody safe. Now, can you please work with me? Go wait over there with the others. Someone from the emergency team will speak to you about getting shifted to an arrived rental. We'll retrieve all your belongings for you.
Okay.
Excuse me, sir. The arson investigators are here.
All right. Make sure all the guests, employees, and any other visitors steer clear from the area. And sir, I don't want to have to ask you again to go and wait with the others.
Arson investigators? But who the fuck would do something like this?
Derailed is a No BS production on the Amplified Audio Network of Podcasts. Executive produced by Mateo Bradford Vasquez, John Stokinger, and Neely Kahn. Produced and edited by Michael Shamali and written and directed by Neely Kahn. Derailed would like to thank the sponsor featured in the episode, Arrived, without whom this show would not have been possible. Check out their awesome vacation rentals the next time you're in Oregon or California, and you can thank me later. Anyway, I don't know about you, but after that first episode, I've already got so many questions. So, don't forget to tune in with me again next week, where we'll dive further into the story. it seems that the ride has only just begun.